General Manager of Life Sciences at Werribee Open Range Zoo, Russell Trehear, joins us because the Werribee Open Range Zoo is being overrun by baby bunnies. Russell, welcome to 3RW Breakfast.
Good morning. How are you?
Terrific, thank you. Please explain what is happening down there.
Oh, it's spring, and, you know, the sun is shining, the grass is growing, birds are singing, and the rabbits are breeding like rabbits. They're one of those boom and bust species, which means that when the conditions are right, the population can increase really quickly, and when the conditions deteriorate, the population can decrease quite quickly. So this is pretty normal, really, for springtime of the year, and it's a challenge that land managers have across the state.
Well, what effect does a lot of rabbits have, a plague of rabbits have on a zoo?
I wouldn't describe it really as a plague, but the impact they have isn't actually that big. They do dig the ground up. They do overgraze some of the grass. But they compete with our native wildlife, and we're really fortunate to be caretakers of 225 hectares, of which a lot of that land coincides right along the Werribee River there, and native wildlife. And so native wildlife is really important. We've got some endangered species on the property, like the growling grass frog, and it's just making sure that we look after our local natives.
Are there any animals there that would regard the rabbits as being normal prey, part of their diet? I mean, do lions eat rabbits?
All the big carnivores that we have, so lions and cheetahs and servals, our wild dogs would all consider rabbits as part of their diet, but we do all we can to actually exclude wild rabbits from their enclosures, and they're all on really strict diets, so it's important that we know exactly what they're eating and how much. So,
Russell, just on that point, you said it's a boom-bust animal. How certain can you be that when this crop goes, it doesn't come back in greater number next year?
We have a management program in place that uses a number of techniques of reducing the population. So that program goes throughout the year. We've been managing this for the last 30 years that the Werribee Zoo's been there.
Mm-hmm.
We feel pretty confident that our management program is adequate.
And by management program, is that code for we need to get rid of them and you do so as peacefully as possible?
Yeah, look, the welfare of the rabbits is really important, and we use a number of techniques. So it's removing harbor, which is, you know, dead vegetation that they shelter in, digging up and removing the warrens that they dig in the ground.
Does any of this involve those famous brothers Smith and Wesson?
We will do some shooting, but that is it's really only used for the last few rabbits in an area. It's kind of not that effective on a large scale.
And a final question, to actually get and breed, there has to be a couple in there to start with. Is there some sort of area, and I know it's such a massive area, the Werribee Open Range Zoo, but are you able to pinpoint where the rabbits have been able to get in originally?
Look, it used to be a dairy farm, and there were rabbits all over the site. They're pretty common along the Werribee River as well. So historically, our fencing hasn't excluded rabbits, but as we go through and upgrade our fencing across the property, we're using a fencing that rabbits can't get through. So we're slowly creating rabbit-free zones, and that's the longer-term strategy that we have in place.
Look forward to having this chat, Russell, in 12 months' time when there's about 20,000 in there. Russell Trehear, let's hope not. Russell Trehear, the General Manager of Life Sciences at Werribee Open Range Zoo.